from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Home Run Derby.
Yes, we've got to get here. Before this segment is over, since you bring up the Orioles, Sam Ludman, I need you to tell Bonte what you saw in terms of a tweet last night regarding Hayden Birdsong, the kid for the San Francisco Giants. Which one of you said that to me this morning?
Oh, I think it was me who said Hayden Birdsong looks like a Orioles hitting top prospect.
Well, no, like it's like if you took like Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holliday, Adley Rutschman, and like combine them into one person.
Adley who?
Adley Rutschman.
He's making
a new commercial saying it.
I honestly
find myself just like without even realizing it, calling him Audi Rutschman now.
I do it too.
Like it's just ingrained in my brain. But like if you combine like all of the Orioles hitting prospects into one person, you get Hayden Birdsong.
It's a great name, by the way. Third Hayden in MLB history.
You know what? Third Hayden in MLB history.
Yeah, there's only been three guys now.
Joe Hayden.
First name Hayden, by the way.
Hayden Christensen.
And Hayden with a Y, not a...
Do you know Hayden?
No, I know who's
you
that.
You were the chosen one.
I mean, come on.
I don't know.
Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah. Star Wars reference?
Yes. Yeah.
He knows exactly who we're talking about.
Yeah, he does.
Sure. That's the funny thing.
Yeah,
because we all know Bonte's a secret Star Wars fan.
Yeah, let me thumbs up and wink into the camera. I know exactly who Hayden Christensen is.
You were the chosen one!
Exactly.
He's not lying.
There we go. Where is I going here? Oh, Birdsong. You know what? Since you guys brought him up, I saw more from him. More electricity. Now, the changeup, he needs to work on the changeup.
Well,
it's a little flat.
Sure.
And then he gave up the bomb to Suzuki, 96. Boom.
This is his first outing.
First outing, three runs. I'm not mad at him.
Can I tell you my comp? I love, like, and what I mean by comp is his repertoire is not the same, but the way he delivers the ball, his delivery, his mechanics, he reminds me a lot of Brandon Webb from the old Arizona Diamondbacks,
where he kind of
lulls you to sleep with this methodical, slow kind of delivery, and then bang, he's on you with the 97. The thing that I really liked about
Brandon
him,
Webb, wow,
not to get, isn't that a blast in the past? He was doing good
Brandon
for
Webb
a long
for
time.
Diamondbacks.
Yeah,
where did he go after that?
I forget. He had the sinker. He had a couple of really good years.
He had a couple bad injuries, and then he kind of fell off the map.
He was a stud, though.
Yeah, he was
absolute
really
stud. But Hayden Birdsong, what I liked from him last night in the Giants game, so he's already showcasing. He'll throw you three different pitches besides the fastball early in a count. The curveball, the slider, and the changeup. Now, command is going to be a work in progress. But I hate saying this, like, he's a guy who went to college, and I said to Sam Ludman, like, my new theory now is, like, very few of these guys can go straight from high school, even into the minors, and then into the pros. I don't feel like the development in the minor leagues is where it should be. I actually think that college has better development currently than the minor leagues. I truly believe that. Now, whatever. We can argue and have philosophical conversations. Birdsong looks actually in one start, and now it's five innings, He looks a little more seasoned than what I'm seeing from Harrison's fastball. And like, I'm praying that the curveball can get over for a strike.
Flat.
I'm seeing more from Birdsong already. Now, it's early, but I like him. I like him a lot.
He's not bad. Eastern Illinois is where he went. Sixth round pick, 196 overall in 2022. Look at his minor league stats. Pardon me. 5-2, 2.51 ERA, 75 strikeouts in 57 innings in the minors. Now, he comes up yesterday, and he gets the 5 strikeouts, gives up 6 hits and 3 runs. More importantly, the Giants needed somebody to eat up some innings because they're struggling trying to find starters. But look, he last 6 pitchers to make their first MLB start under the age of 23, Matt Cain, Tim Lincecum, wow. Madison Bumgarner, Logan Webb, Kyle Harrison, and now Hayden Birdsong. Not bad for Hayden Birdsong, not at all. But you know what? The fastball looked electric, and Fleming was talking on the broadcast. We'll talk to Fleming later today at 8:30. It's control. He's got to find his control.
Of course.
Change up was kind of all over the place. Fastball
at times. Even the curveball was in the dirt.
Yeah, the curveball's in the dirt. The fastball kind of high sometimes, low. It's first start. He's probably amped up. Not bad for his first start.
That's it.
Not bad.
It was, like, it was better than any Blake Snell start this year.
Not only that.
It was.
Not only that.
I thought it was really good from the kid.
Nah, it was solid from him. It was solid.
Yeah.
Luke Jackson. He was solid last night.
I thought Duvall looked good, too.
Luke Jackson, give him some love.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, I know what the thought process.
First outing.
When he got into that game, I know a lot of people are saying, oh, boy, Luke Jackson.
No,
but
you
know
you.
What?
You're right.
Give him some love.
Yeah.
He helped stabilize the game.
Back-to-back home runs. I felt like I was watching the early 2000 Giants.
Hey, it helps to play the Cubs, man.
Dude, you're not kidding.
All right, shout out to YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, brought to you by First NorCal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.